What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. I'm Mark.
And I'm Brooke.
And this week, we're taking a trip to space. We are joining the RRTS Rapid Response Tactical Squad to go on a rescue mission to Mars and a level 5 security breach. And we're going to save all the scientists and all the lab rats. But we're not going alone. We have a very special guest, a reinforcement, if I may say. We are joined by the one and only Erica from the Horror Cafe podcast.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hello. Hello. It's
finally
nice
pleasure
to have someone different on the podcast this time.
I'm super excited about this.
Josh just wouldn't be cut out for this. Trip.
No, he hates space movies anyway, so
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he would be like, he may have fun with it though, maybe.
Like, fuck this shit. But Erica, you're not a stranger to the podcast. You joined me whenever Brooke was on vacation, and you were a guest host for The Lodge. And we've been on your podcast to talk about Stay Alive.
Yep.
Which is actually why we picked this movie, because Stay Alive is a
video game movie.
This is a video game adaptation. Did I even say what movie we're talking about this week?
I don't think so.
I just went through the intro. We're talking about Doom from 2005. For anyone who doesn't know the movie and could have gotten that from my intro, but yeah. Video game adaptation. This was actually an adaptation of Doom 3, apparently, which I don't remember ever playing.
So I never played any of them, actually. My dad played the OG one, like from, well, when the first one I saw came out like in 93.
It was like an MS-DOS.
Yeah, and like I just watched him play. Like it was like a Friday night, Saturday night thing. Like we would rent movies, watch it, and then he would like go play later at night, and I would just sit there and watch this very violent game at like 6 or 7 years old. And I'm like, wow, what is that? Like at the time it looked really cool and really creepy, like the aliens. And like the I read on online like he was never named, like the main character. Like the protagonist, I don't even know if he has a name.
I think his name was Doom Guy.
Yeah, there we go. That's what they named him, Doom Guy. And I did see that they eventually came out with like the newer versions and the graphics obviously got better, but I never played it. And I don't know, I saw that the most recent one wasn't that long ago either, but I've never played it. You guys played it?
Yeah. The newer games I think are like fantastic.
They're
like,
so much fun.
Oh, good
this,
to know.
Just like the soundtrack alone, you just go around blasting demons, and just like heavy metal in the background. Like it's so much fun.
So fun, yeah.
Oh,
it's like it's like the epitome of just like a run and gun game. Like you're just fucking running through all these levels and just blasting them. But yeah, I played the original like way back when, but I was more of like a Wolfenstein kid back then and like Duke Nukem.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. I played those games more than this one, but.
Yeah. But, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out then. Is it on PlayStation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Doom and Doom Eternal are the two newer ones.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. But before we really dive into this episode, Erica, do you want to plug your podcast a little bit?
Oh, sure. So I'm one half of Horror Cafe podcast. The other host is actually my mom, and her name is Jackie. And we are a horror movie podcast. We're actually more weekly now. We do bi-weekly, like a main movie. We choose a theme every month. Like now in February, it's found footage February, which is one of my favorite genres within the genre. And then we do like mini episodes in between. Sometimes we just add other episodes, like we have fun with it. And you know, we just talk about horror movies and always like to talk to others in the community. So follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Horror Cafe Podcast. Oh, and now I'm starting to stream So that's fun. Mm-hmm. So you can follow us on YouTube. Horror Cafe Gaming is our YouTube. So come hear me scream and bring some earplugs.
I actually just listened to your episode on Creep this morning while I was getting the kids ready for school and daycare and whatnot.
Well, thank you.
It's
thank
a
you.
Lot of fun.
It's a great movie.
It is.
The movie's fucked.
Yeah.
That guy is so creepy. So we have fun. We have fun on there.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, Erica, as our guest, what have you been watching lately? Has there been anything of note? Any movies that you've enjoyed or TV shows or anything like that?
So I recently, mostly because of you guys, I recently binged The White Lotus, all of it. Nice. And I initially didn't like it. And then I don't know what happened in like episode 3 or 4. I was like, oh my God, give me more of this show. Like, I really ended up liking it a lot, both of them. I actually like season 1 a bit more, but I love all that stuff, like drama and just like all this mystery. I was kept on my toes. I never figured anything out. So that one was fun. I watched You. I mean, there were only 5 episodes, which I didn't even know they're releasing it in halves. So I that was an easy watch. So I watched that. I watched a really bad shark movie called Maneater. Please don't watch it. Sorry to the creator of that, but I mean,
I'm sure they're listening.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Because I mean, I can't make a movie, but I mean, there's better shark movies. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I watched Insidious last night, actually. Still a great movie. Scared the shit out of me still. So there we go. I recently watched Spencer, which is with Kristen Stewart. Loved it. I had it on my watch list for a long time. And I was like, all right, let me watch it. I mean, I bought it. I've never seen her act so well. And just the movie was really beautiful. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You liked it, Brooke?
I really liked it. Yeah, I was really surprised by Kristen Stewart. Like, I think kind of like Robert Pattinson, I think that she's kind of like brought back her name.
For sure. She was, I mean, I thought she was Diana, like even her mannerisms and her accent, like everything. But the movie too is like really sad at the same time. Like, I don't know. It's really good. And then mostly I've been playing. So I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy, God of War, The Last of Us, all of this at the same time, trying to figure out which one I'm in the mood for, and then streaming Resident Evil 2 remake. So, you know, busy. So that's what I've been up to, notable things that I've been watching or playing. What about you guys?
For me this week, I actually haven't watched any movies since our last recording.
What?
I know.
I'm always excited.
What is going on right now?
I've been reading a lot. I've been into reading, like, I don't know why, but I finished a book called Babel, which is, I highly recommend. It's like a 1800s like language movie. Like, this tower in Oxford is like, they take all these languages and build these like silver bars to like help the world like fix things, or like they use like translations and stuff. Really good. I liked it a lot. Then I read Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in like a day. Nice. I wanted like a short book. So I read that. Haven't really watched. I'm watching The Last of Us. Haven't watched episode 5 yet, but I know it's good. Been playing Hogwarts. So been kind of not a busy week for watching stuff.
Wow.
I'm shocked too. I'm like, what?
It's funny because Josh was making fun of you the other day. You're like, because you're like, I haven't really watched much. And then you rhymed off like 15 movies that you watched. This is good for me though, because I'm catching up now. That's good.
Nice. What did you watch?
Not that it's a competition, but it's a competition. Hold on here. Oh, Brooke, and I figured out if we ever get into the predicament where the movie that we're talking about is here, I'm pointing at my screen like you can see it. Here's my cursor. If you go beside the rating, you can remove the rating. So then there's no giveaway.
Okay.
I'm a smarty pants.
I guess so.
So I mentioned on our last episode that I'm like way behind on the Criterion Collection Challenge. So I watched Dragon Inn, which was the Taiwan week. It wasn't very good. I thought it was, well, I don't know. It was a 1967 somewhat kung fu movie. Yeah, I didn't like it. I watched Scanners, which is a Cronenberg movie. So that was for the Canada week. I enjoyed it, but I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've never seen it, so.
Me either. It's on my watch list just for that one scene that like everybody's seen in the movie.
The guy's head exploding. Yeah.
What I've heard, yeah.
I rewatched and I made Sarah watch Last Night in Soho with me yesterday.
Nice.
You can see, I love that movie. Mm-hmm. And then she returned the favor by making me watch Shotgun Wedding today.
Hey, it has our guy from Callisto.
It does, but
hey, it does, yeah.
It's not very good.
I figured.
And then I watched Sharkbait.
Oh, you saw it.
I watched it today. It's trash, but yeah.
It is.
Just one of those trashy shark movies. And it's a Tubi original, so that just explains it right there,
that
too.
That tells you everything, yep.
Yeah. And lastly, I watched the McPherson tape, which Erica reminded me, the guys at Porcelain Peak just covered this like last week or 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was scrolling through Shudder, and I saw it on there, so I figured I'd give it a watch. It was like a 67-minute movie, but it was all right.
Nice.
I'm all caught up on The Last of Us. I'm also playing Hogwarts Legacy, obsessed with it. This is becoming like my new only thing I do at night. But yeah, having a lot of fun with it.
Erica, what house did you pick for Hogwarts?
Well, I let it sort me. Like I didn't change it, so I got Ravenclaw.
Okay, nice.
What did you get? Or did you change it?
I changed it. I had Ravenclaw, but I wanted Hufflepuff just because there was like one side quest that they get that no one else gets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is to go to Azkaban. So.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. So I chose Hufflepuff. I kind of cheated, but oh well.
Yeah. But I saw when you log in, you can have more characters, it looks like, because it says you can make another character. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling Felicia that today because she was saying that it's a game that she would want to play, but she didn't know if she would have to play under her daughter's account. But you can create different ones.
Yeah. But. And then you and I were talking, Mark, that this game is like endless. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be endless. And once they start adding online play, because it's gonna happen at some point, I predict. Like this is just one of those that it'll stand the test of time and you can play this for hours and years, I guess.
Yeah. So I think they'll eventually add Quidditch into the game.
They have to.
It's on the map.
Yeah.
Well, and the multiplayer is like pretty much confirmed now because one of the companies that did one of the Skyrim mods, they're working on a Hogwarts mod for multiplayer. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
And that's going to be fun because then everybody can play. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'm just like picturing like Grand Theft Auto style at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And it is cool to walk around Hogwarts and Hogsmeade. I never realized how big it is. Like when you read it, it's nice to really see it. And I mean, you can just keep going. There's like a valley out there. I'm like, oh my God, let me just stay in the region before I get out of here. Yeah. It's a lot. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. All right, well, if everybody's done, we will cue the theme music and dive into this movie discussion. Thank you. All right, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Doom from 2005. Before we do, what is everyone drinking tonight?
Well, I'm having wine.
Nice.
I'm going to pronounce it how I think it's said, but I have a record, a very bad record of mispronouncing everything, apparently.
Yep.
So it's, I think it's pronounced Mayomi, which is really funny
It's
called that. Because anyway, but it's the red blend. So here it is. And it's
very nice.
It's all right. Their Pinot Noir is better, but it's still good. And I have Gatorade on the side just to, you know,
yeah.
Gotta go to work. So
nice. I am drinking a Side Launch Brewing Company Down Under Double IPA.
Nice. I've already had this one on here before, not that long ago, actually, but I really enjoyed it. But Spearhead Brewing Company's Hawaiian Style Pale Ale.
It's a cool can.
Mm-hmm. Very Hawaiian. All right. Well, starting off with a synopsis. Space Marines are sent to investigate strange events at a research facility on Mars, but find themselves at the mercy of genetically enhanced killing machines. When are these scientists going to learn to stop genetically enhancing things?
They didn't watch The Thing. They didn't watch Alien.
It never goes well. Never.
I mean, come on.
Just one time, like, I want to have a movie where they genetically enhance something and it, like, actually turns out for the better.
That just, would just, be a unique movie.
Just throw us right for a loop. Like, oh, this is going to be fucked.
I know, but not.
But then they pull it off.
Yep.
This movie was directed by... I actually had to Google how to pronounce this name, and I'm still going to fuck it up.
I saw it, and I'm like, nope.
It's like Andrzej Bartkowiak.
Sorry, sir, but yeah.
Yeah, get a better name. He directed Dead Reckoning, Maximum Impact, Cradle to the Grave, Exit Wounds, and Romeo Must Die. He was also the director of photography on Speed, Dante's Peak, The Devil's Advocate, Lethal Weapon 4, and a few others that that were like pretty well-known Hollywood movies. But after watching this movie, I really want to go back, because I used to love Cradle to the Grave, Exit Wounds, and Romeo Must Die.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back and watch them again and see, like, were they actually good? Because this movie wasn't.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And I hate to break it to you, I don't think they are going to be good.
Probably not.
But that's
they
okay.
I was like early teens when those movies came out. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different experience at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moving into the cast list, starting off, we have The Rock, who plays Sarge. And he doesn't need an introduction, so I'm not going to bother going through his movies. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows who The Rock is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Next up, I have Carl Urban, who played Reaper. He is most recently known for The Boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, and Return of the King. And I fucking love his character in those movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with Thor. Ragnarok.
Yeah, he was in Ragnarok. He was in Dread and
what?
Yeah.
Who was he in Ragnarok?
He plays, I forget his name, but he's like the doorkeeper after Idris Elba's character goes away.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good movie anyway. So
yeah, it's very good.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, he's been in a lot then.
He was also in the Chronicles of Riddick and Riddick as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Next up, I have Rosamund Pike, who played Samantha Grimm. She's in Gone Girl, Die Another Day, Jack Reacher, I Care a Lot, The World's End, and Wrath of the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, I have Richard Brake, who plays Portman. He was in Kingsman, The Secret Service, Hannibal Rising, Barbarian, Mandy, and multiple Rob Zombie movies.
Yep.
And I do have one honorable mention, but I have a strong feeling that Brooke's going to have this person listed as well.
I just saw his name, so I didn't know he was in it. So you go ahead and...
All right. Our boy Doug Jones is in this movie. You may know him as playing various fantastical creatures in some movies that we've covered before and some that we haven't. But he played Abe Sapien in Hellboy. He played the amphibious man in The Shape of Water. And he played the Pale Man in Pan's Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie, he played the Carmack and the Sewer Imp.
I did look that up too. I was like, oh, it's that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I fucking love Doug Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
He does these characters so well.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anybody else in the movie that you guys recognized?
I mean, the guy that plays the kid was kind of recognizable, yeah. But I couldn't name anything he was in off the top of my head without looking it up.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who plays, I'm looking at, they called him Goat, Ben Daniels. I've seen him. I saw him in the show, of The Exorcist. He was on that show and he was in a Star Wars movie. He was in something. He was a pilot in one of them. I think it was Rogue One.
Actually, now that you say that.
Yeah. Like I recognized him. I couldn't place it until I looked it up. I'm like, oh. Okay, I know you. I mean, this movie has people.
Oh, yeah. It definitely does.
Yeah. I mean, just The Rock alone, which, I mean, at the time, I don't know if he was popular, but definitely not, like, now
popular. No. Like, by the time this movie came out, he had done The Scorpion King and The Mummy Returns, and he did Walking Tall.
And The Rundown.
The Rundown, yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, he did this, and then right after he did Gridiron Gang, and then he like kind of shot up after that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So that's my only extra person there.
Nice. All right. Well, Brooke, you want to lead us into this movie discussion?
Sure. just another addition to Dwayne Johnson. I don't know if it's just me, but like, I've come to the realization that he's not a good actor.
I bring that up. I bring that up at the end.
His movies, like The Rundown and like Walking Tall, I think are like fantastic. And like, I think he just is who he was in wrestling, just entertaining enough to get by. Like his movies in like the past, like 4 or 5 years have just been like, him collecting a paycheck, basically, like,
yeah,
they're enjoyable and fun movies, but like, he's not a good actor. Like, Dave Bautista is like clearly taking that from him.
Mm-hmm. He plays off of Kevin Hart very well, yeah. And I think, like, because I love him and Kevin Hart together, but yeah, like, you get The Rock on his own, and like, even in the Fast franchise, like, he's not great. Yeah. He's an action movie star, and a lot of them aren't great actors as it is, but this movie, I don't know how he got another acting job after this movie. Like, he was terrible in this movie. Yeah.
I have notes of that too with him. I mean, I liked, like, honestly, I haven't seen a ton of his stuff, but like the only two that I really, really like are Moana and Jumanji, but because he's Kevin also Hart. Playing off of Kevin Hart and Moana. I mean, he's in a cartoon, so I don't know if that hit him better. And he was himself kind of. So you're not really acting like anybody else, but he was enjoyable in it. But I mean, I don't find him as fascinating as I guess pop culture has made him. I do think Dave Bautista is way better than he is. So, but you know, he's definitely making that paper.
Oh, fuck, is he ever?
Jesus, he's in everything. Everything. Yeah. I didn't even remember he's in the Fast and I've never seen those either, so I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I lost points with that situation.
I'm going to have to put a little timestamp on there for Josh to skip ahead. Because he'll never let you. Oh, yeah, we did talk about it. Never mind.
He knows.
I was going to go somewhere. Oh, with Batista. So Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is his last MCU movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that him leaving the universe opens up a lot of doors for him to do other stuff. Like he's doing Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah.
So he's got that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really hope that he's able to broaden his horizons and kind of break free of the whole MCU, because he is very good. And like, he's funny. Mm-hmm. He can be an action movie star. Like he's in a horror movie, which could be a new venture for him if this one does well. But yeah,
I want to see him in that, just to see the acting range, because even in the trailer he looks like legit in it, and he didn't get too typecast into that a superhero role, which I think is what's happening to The Rock too. He is typecast as an action and then comedy, but with Kevin Hart, because it's like he always has to bounce off of somebody to kind of shine.
Yeah, so. I think Dave will have a bigger part in Dune Part 2, even though like there's even more people getting added to that movie, which is like crazy. But even in like Blade Runner 2049, he had like a very small part.
Yeah,
but they had like a deleted scene that they released. It was like a 10-minute scene of like just based on his character. So like, I think he is kind of getting the recognition a bit.
Yeah, I forgot he was in Dune, to be honest. Yeah.
I did too.
Like, not for lack of his skill or anything like that. It's just
there's
a lot of
going on in that fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't watched Blade Runner 2049. Is it good?
Very.
Oh,
it's really long. So
it's
so
good.
But I love Ryan Gosling, so I have to watch it at some point.
So. Yeah, it's just, I think I like Jared Leto in that movie too.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous movie.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go on to a not so gorgeous movie now.
Oh, God.
I don't know about you guys. The last time I watched this movie was probably like, I don't know, maybe around when it came out, like 2007, 2008 movie. Maybe. And like, really, the only scene I remembered fully was like the scene of the BFG gun and then like the pinky at the very end. And like, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Like, when was the last time you watched this?
This is my second time watching it. And the first time I watched it was when it first came out. And the only scene that I really remembered was the first person shooter scene at the end of it. And like, I was watching it and I'm like, when the fuck does this happen? Like, was I dreaming that this part is actually there? And then it's like literally the final scene of the movie. I was like, oh, okay, there it is.
I watched it. This is my second time. Same thing. I watched it at the theater because video game adaptations were not as big then. And when it came out, since my dad had played it, he and I went to watch it because we're like, oh, let's go watch it. We kind of played this together, whatever. And I walked out like, okay. And yes, the same thing. I remembered the first person shooter and the whole movie. I'm like, okay, did maybe I'm confusing it with the game? That's not really in here. And I only watched it two times is a lot.
Yeah, I feel like this kind of like era of movies from like, you know, 2003 to like say like 2008, like right before like the MCU really started up, you get these like really bad but enjoyable movies, like, you know, like Resident Evil, We Did Stay Alive, like, what are some other ones from that kind of time, like Van Helsing, like that movie is so bad but I love it. Underworld, another one.
Yeah That's true.
I need to rewatch the Underworld franchise.
I haven't watched that in a while.
I remember it being very fun, but yeah, like this is definitely in the same vein as all those other movies, like especially Resident Evil, obviously because it's a video game adaptation, but like it just felt like if you took the Doom title off of this and put Resident Evil on it, like it would be believable, minus the fact that it's in space. But
it would We should do Resident Evil. That's another fun one.
I agree.
I haven't watched that in a long ass time either. But that would be another good one. But yeah.
Yeah. So I think this movie takes place like 3 years from now. If I heard correctly, year 2026.
2046.
Oh, 2046.
Yeah. I saw 26 too. Okay. Oh, well, I was like, damn, this is 3 years from happening.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's not happening.
Like, shit. Are we really that old now?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine, though, like if something like, and I'm sure it's going to happen eventually, like this whole arc thing where it just like opens up this portal to a different planet?
Yeah.
Like it's fucking nuts.
It's and freaky. Yeah,
I thought I'm sure it's gonna happen.
I thought they were going for like the Star Trek, like beam me up, Scotty.
Me too.
They have all like the like the lights around, and then just this like I don't know what you call it, like
blob
terrible CGI, and like you see like Grimm's face in it, like looking at it. Oh, so bad.
It looks like a Terminator 2, like the melted metal.
Yeah,
kind of like what. Trying to do that to look cool,
but they did it so much better in 1993.
Go figure. Go figure. Okay, so now it's 2046. Then now we
2046.
Know
46.
23 years from now.
Still not that far.
No.
We get a little. It starts off right pretty quickly right off the bat. You meet like Dr. Carmack. All these people getting killed, runs into the room, and you don't really see any of the monsters or aliens yet. But yeah, you don't really know exactly what it is. And then you meet John Grimm, Sarge, and like, I don't know about you guys, but all I could think of was Predator. Like the names that they had made, and especially like you have Duke, which is like a character from Predator. And a guy with a gun that is like way too big for him in a setting where it makes no sense to have that gun.
The fucking minigun?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Close quarter combat with a fucking minigun that pops off like 100 rounds a second.
Yeah. And like they all have like their own nicknames. The guns, like when they pick them up, it's like the kid. It's like Reaper.
Reminds me of like when you go to laser. Yeah. When you go to laser tag.
Yeah.
Create your
laser
own
tag
handles.
Is fun. Do they still have that? Like,
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. People still need to do that. It's fun.
I read some trivia that apparently Dwayne Johnson got offered the role of Grimm, but he turned it down to take the role of Sarge because he thought the character had more like depth to it, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't understand his reasoning at all.
I mean, he didn't have depth, so why?
Yeah.
I mean, the character could have for sure, but the way it was portrayed was not great.
Yeah, even with like Grimm's character, like at first I thought like, okay, is his wife up there? Because they kind of like are saying like, oh, stay down here, and then you see her, they have like kind of awkward thing, and then you realize that their brother and sister, their family parents died when they were really young, and
they're twins too.
Are they okay? Yeah. And Samantha decided to stay up there, and he left to join the RTTS or whatever the hell it's called,
Rapid Response Team or whatever.
Rapid Response Tactical Squad.
Whatever, close enough.
Space Marines.
There we go.
And they don't call it Mars. They call it like Old Duvai. Like it's out of like, like Middle Earth or something.
Yeah.
Call it Mars.
Yeah.
Don't try to get all fancy in this movie because it isn't. I will say I found one cool, I guess, nod. The scientist at the beginning, Carmack, that's actually the name of the original developer of the game.
Yeah.
I think John Carmack. So I thought that was kind of cool. When I looked it up later, I was like, oh, a neat little nod. It's cute.
Yeah, there's a couple of cool ones on there.
Yeah.
I saw too, there was supposed to be a movie, well, an adaptation of Dune Doom. Jesus. back in the late 90s, I think, but and it was supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger who played Doom Guy. So like it was gonna be like an actual like video game adaptation of the game. But I guess there was like a real life incident where two kids who were playing the game ended up like attacking someone with a chainsaw, or one of them killed the other one with a chainsaw or something like that. So it that whole idea got scrapped until 2005 when we got this masterpiece.
Yeah.
I could see Arnold playing this though, or being in this, because when you look at the original Doom guy, his little picture in the middle there, it kind of looks like Arnold, or Arnold looks like him. Like I can see that. He could have made that fun, probably. Like a funner experience.
And like you don't ever see his face either in the games either.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you don't really know who he is.
Right.
So they're basically their mission is they have to go up to a place to Olduvai, and they're in like an arc, a place called the Ark, where they teleport up into this base camp where to try and find out what happened to the scientist. And there's still like a shit ton of people up there. So it's like, what are you all doing here?
Considering there's a quarantine issue, there's still a lot of people up there.
Yeah.
And they're all just like kind of chilling like in the Ark, and like there's kids, there's like moms and dads, and like it's basically like a small community that's just in this Ark area. I'm reading my notes here. The Ark was discovered in 2026, so that's probably what you guys were seeing.
Okay.
That's definitely
Yeah, but the movie takes place in 2046.
Okay.
So
in 3 years, then we're gonna start mining Mars then.
Exactly. That's what all those pillars were that were just like popping up all over Earth. Like eventually they're all just gonna like align with each other, and it's gonna create this arc in the desert.
Perfect. Yeah. I think it was Nevada, right?
I think so, yeah.
And when they want to gamble a little out there, I guess.
Nice.
I do want to point out at some when because the Rock, what's it, Sarge? Sorry, let me not call him that. Sarge gets the mission, right? That his team is gonna go up to this to Mars. And he says, "I got us a game." I don't know. I thought that was funny because I'm like, haha, this is based on a game, and you got us a game. So I don't know if that was meant to be a pun, but I took it as a pun.
I would say
I love these puns. It's so ridiculous. But that already sets the movie up, right? Mm-hmm. You're just like, really? You just said that? Like, so you've got, you know, his bad acting, the cheesy lines, and just the delivery is like, all right, you already know what you're, because it actually started off okay with the that chasing of the scientists, like, okay, something crazy's going on here. But the minute they start opening their mouths, it's like, nope, it's a whole different story now.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think Carl Urban was like that bad.
He was the better of the bunch.
Yeah. And like Rosamund Pike, like now she is a very good actress. Mm-hmm. And like she wasn't terrible in this movie, but there's just something off about her to me. Like maybe because I've seen her acting style now and I know what she's capable of now. Like I don't know if you guys have seen Gone Girl, but she was so fucking good in that movie.
She
was good in that one.
Yeah, but yeah, there's just something off with her in this movie. And I think a lot of it is the script. Like the script is fucking so bad.
It is
in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think it's script and direction, right? Like how do you direct how these characters are? So it's both. So I mean, because Carl is not a bad actor. The guy from Barbarian, I'm sorry, I can't remember these people's names right now. Richard Brake. These aren't bad actors. So I think it's a mix of both of those.
Yeah, I think this story is hard to like put into a movie because basically Doom is like the underworld, like hell is basically like overtaking Earth.
Right.
And this Doom guy is the only guy that can
of course
stop it. So it's like, how do
one
you
guy.
Put, How do you put that into an almost 2-hour movie? Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard. So, I mean, you know,
they tried to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's another thing I wanted to bring up too. Like, this movie did not need to be like, I watched the unrated version and it was like an hour and 52 minutes.
Ooh.
Oof.
So it that was adds, longer. It adds like an extra 8 minutes, I think, something like that. So just, and I mean, like the unrated version, you don't get a whole hell of a lot more. There's like one scene where there's more nudity and like Richard Brake's character is a little bit more creepy with shit that he says, but
yeah.
It's really, it doesn't add to the experience at all.
Yeah, because like at this point, Doom wasn't even really relevant at all. Like the first Doom was what, 93, you said? So like Doom 3 was probably out like 2007, maybe. So like in this time span, like I feel like Doom was not relevant at all, really.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Like I don't think it was the right time to release that movie.
Yeah.
When was Resident Evil? Was that 04?
Good question.
I'll look it up right now. Doom 3 was 2004.
Oh, really? That late?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Huh.
Resident Evil was 2002. So maybe that's why they saw the success of Resident Evil and they thought, hey, let's do it off this game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because they had a lot of games by at least, I think, up to Nemesis at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think the games were out. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right at the height at how popular that game was and still is, but Doom, that probably has a lot to do with it too.
And Silent Hill came out the year after this movie did, like the movie.
The movie?
Yeah. So possibly another instance of seeing success. Actually, this movie was not successful. It had a $60 million estimated budget, and I think it made like $58 million worldwide.
Ooh,
wow.
So it lost money.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That sucks. Silent Hill was a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a good one. That was a good adaptation.
What do you guys think of the kind of core military group, the characters? Like, did any of them stand out to you? Any that you didn't like? Some that you liked?
I liked Portman. Like Richard Brake's character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, I love Richard Brake and he often plays the same character in a lot of his movies. And I think like this was no different. He played like a creepy fucking sex fiend, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and whenever he
goes and takes shits at inopportune times.
He didn't watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah. No,
clearly.
No.
Like whenever they get to the Ark and like there's all these girls and you're at a research facility and you have like these sorority babes just walking around. What the fuck is going on?
No, they were shooting the space porno over there.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. I mean, you got to make money somehow while you're
somehow
up there, right?
Yeah. Hey, and you still got to entertain.
I love he walks up to them. He's like, ladies, I don't know if you've heard or not, but there's a level 5 quarantine and I'm going to have to strip search you. And then Rosamund Pike's character walks by. He's like, hold on. And he walks up to her. He's like, I don't know if you've heard or not. And they're like, dude, she's a doctor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked him a lot. And I liked Duke too.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about him that I liked. Like he kind of had like a little playful relationship with Samantha.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I liked him. What about you guys?
I actually liked Reaper out of everybody. I just thought he was the coolest one. You're right. Duke was cutesy with Samantha. But you know, who was the guy? Was it Destroyer? That his name? Because there's actually a lot of characters that it took me a minute to like realize who everybody is. I liked him and I felt so bad because he put up such a great fight and he had like the biggest gun. I'm like, dude, that thing weighs more than you times two. How are you carrying this thing? That's a whole other issue that I put. Like, these guns are so humongous that I'm like, and you guys are just running around like this thing weighs like a piece of plastic. But I don't know. I just sympathize with Reaper. Like I felt like he really wanted to make amends with like this trauma with his parents. And then he was really against all this testing, and like he couldn't believe that his sister was doing this or that she didn't know she was doing this kind of thing. And so he was my favorite. And it could be because I like the actor too. So it could be more biased with that. And I'm sorry, I don't like Portman because of like the creepy vibes. I was like, but he was good at playing that too. Because the minute I saw him and I recognized who he was, and I'm like, oh, he's going to play the same character. Yes, he is. And he just like super creepo vibes like that. So those are my favorites.
Yeah. I'm sure Richard Brake is a very nice man in real life. But he just looks like he'd be such a creep. Like if you're picturing like sex offender, serial killer kind of guy, like he's just got that vibe to him. But I'm saying this with the utmost respect, as much as it doesn't sound like it. Like he's obviously made up to look like this in these roles, but he just fits that profile so well.
Yeah. He does. You took it out of my head. I just felt bad saying it. So thanks. I'm like, yeah, he literally looks like a sex offender. I'm like, oh, like I would not want to be near that guy. Sorry, man.
But I'm sure he's very nice in real life. Like he goes to all these like horror cons and shit like that and like meets with the fans and stuff like that. It's just, he just has that face,
it's
you know?
The look.
Yeah. For me, I liked everybody really except for Sarge. Like I just think.
It's fair.
The Rock was trying to take it like too seriously, but also like his deliverance of the lines weren't good. Like Goat, I didn't really like that much, but he was like more serious and not like goofy. I like kind of the story with the kid, like his first mission, super like scared and nervous. And then Portman gives him like the drugs to like kind of smooth himself out. And yeah, like Richard Brake was like super creepy and just his like his hairstyle, like slick back and
always.
Who's Duke? I kind of like Duke as well. He had that kind of sensitive side like towards Samantha and stuff. So yeah, I kind of like most of the characters. I like the scene. It was funny with that Mac.
Yes, I was hoping you're gonna the
Chinese guy.
Yeah.
And you meet Pinky, who is this kind of scientist guy who has no legs, and kind of reminded me of the general from what's the movie we did with aliens, and
was it Aliens?
Starship Troopers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The general that has like no legs in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
and he's like talking to Mac. He's like, it was kind of semi-racist, but he's like, Mac, eh? It doesn't really sound like a your kind of name. And then Mac says like his actual name and like kind of laughs.
Yeah.
That he's was like, good.
Oh, Mac, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was good. That was an actual good, funny moment.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
I forgot about him. About Mac.
Yeah, he's not in it very long.
I wasn't too sure where they go with this because you see kind of like some aliens like sneaking around, and then they find Carmack, who has still like miraculously alive. He's kind of like fucked up. He rips his own ear off, which is kind of nasty. Did not kind expect of. That to be honest. And like some of the special effects in this movie like were decent, I thought. Like the CGI was bad, but when they did the special effects, like when they wanted to, I thought they were actually pretty good.
I did too. I actually thought the set aged well. And I think it's because with all space movies, unfortunately or fortunately, they all kind of look the same. Like spaceships are spaceships, and they rely on that practical set effect. And I think that's what makes it age well. Right. And I thought all of it, even when they were walking those dark corridor, you know, it was really good. And it reminded me kind of a Dead Space here and there. Yeah. So I agree with you. Some of the effects, like when Sarge has that really big gun and it does like that extra melting, I didn't think it was that bad. The makeup was pretty good for the monsters, aliens. I don't know what the fuck they are, honestly. Zombies? Because like at one point I'm like, is this zombies or aliens or both? Because it's kind of both. I don't know.
Yeah, I was kind of like, not pissed, but I was like, okay, like this zombies, like come on, like this isn't really the game, but then like they kind of change into them. Like, I don't know, it was kind of confusing to be honest. Because some of them look different, like the really big one, like at the end that, you know, the rock basically turns into, he's very different than the other ones. And there's like the one like tall one who kind of looks like an alien.
Well, and the one that Pinky turns into, like he, it's like a fucking dog, basically.
Very confusing.
That creature design was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it was.
He,
I kind of liked it
okay.
because like the pinkies in the Doom game kind of looked like that, like
Oh, okay.
a little bit. Don't you agree, Mark?
I'll have to
Because
look
they're
them
like
up.
invisible, and then whenever like you shoot them, they like come, like you can see them, and they kind of looked like that a little bit. Although the one
Are
in
they
this
like the
game kind of
floating
did
head?
look like the naked
Oh
like mole
yeah.
rat from Kim Possible a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I guess it kind of does look like them. But at the same time, this, so Pinky, we already mentioned, is in a wheelchair. He gets turned into this thing that acts like a fucking rabid dog, has no eyes, has a mouth, like a big giant fucking chomping mouth. And he's like morphed into his wheelchair. You can't do that.
Wouldn't
You
he
can't
just
do that. A wheelchair is not a living thing. Like, how does this genetic mutation,
Well, it was connected to like Pinky though.
was it?
Yeah.
So like he
His
was like
legs,
tapped into
like
his spine or something?
yeah, like he had no like bottom. Like he was a part of the chair. There's like a thing that goes up
Okay.
into him.
Okay, that makes more sense then.
But when Samantha was talking about the serum, like wouldn't it have regenerated feet? Because it's like
Oh.
super healing or you know, fast acting.
Shit,
Yeah,
I never thought of that.
that's true.
Plot hole.
Yeah.
Because they add like the 24th chromosome. And they don't really like explain like how they turn into them. Because later in the movie, I think one of them finds like a room. The kid and Sarge, I think, find like a room full of people and kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're fine, we're fine. Then at the end of the movie, you see this like wave of people come out of that room. So it's like, how do they know who has the infection or whatever?
Right. And then Sam says, I think it was her, that it's choosing who to infect as well.
Yeah,
And I didn't really understand that part either. I was like, what do you, what?
because it like it goes after people that are already kind of like fucked up in the head a little bit. Because
That's what she meant. Okay.
when she put, I can't
Is there
remember
like a
who's,
tongue or something?
yeah. So, and that's how it infects the other people. So she put one of the guys like fucking like blood sample or some sort of sample over top of it, and it like went to attach to it, and then she did someone else's and it like laid dormant, like it didn't try and go after it. So it's it like it can sense people that already have that sort of mindset.
Okay. I didn't understand it, I guess, clearly, because I'm like, what? Now you're adding, because that's the thing. It's like the movie felt like it was also trying so hard because you start with like what looks like a zombie, then it turns into an alien, then you have different forms of it, like you guys are saying, and then you're explaining it by saying it's with the serum and then explaining that it's choosing who it infects, but then what? Like it's too much, and it's like calm down, you know, just choose an alien and maybe this movie would have been slightly better.
Yeah, there's too many layers that didn't make any sense.
There
There
was
was
some, oh, go ahead.
no, go ahead, go ahead.
I was gonna say there was some things I did like about this movie. Like one really cool scene I liked is there's like these doors that are like not doors. They're like, I don't know how to explain
Nano.
it.
The
I
neon
wrote it
doors.
down. Nano something. I think I know where you're going. I was about to say the exact same thing.
So Duke hates these doors for some reason, but they go through it, and there's like this long tall alien guy chasing after them, and they go through it, and it closes like at the right time, so you see like half the alien's face through it, and his arm is like still moving. I really like that scene.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was sweet. That was actually that was really Carmack.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, because they showed the ear was missing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that scene too. I thought it was really cool how, like, I don't know how they did it, but like, is Doug Jones just like chilling there in this fucking fake wall for this long? But yeah, I don't know. It was cool.
It was cool. And because it is practical, it still looked really good. I liked it. Yeah. It was neat.
Yeah. I like the sewer scene as well. Like when they're in that kind of sewer, like the setting, I thought it was shot really well. Like there is some positives to this movie. But yeah, anything else, like any kills or any scenes that you guys did enjoy in this one that I didn't mention?
I really liked, Erica, you've already mentioned it kind of, but like Destroyer's scene with the big son of a bitch there that he's fighting. I thought it was really cool. Like, not really cool, but I don't know. It was well done because like you think Destroyer can probably hold his own against this thing, and he kind of does. And then he starts to like climb up this chain, and you're like, oh shit, like this guy's gonna get away. And then, oh, that's what he does. He, there's like an electric fence sort of thing that's down in this cell. Yeah. And he slams the zombie alien thing up against it, and then puts like a ductwork vent kind of thing and lodges it in there with him. And then he starts to climb up the chain, and then the thing finally breaks free, and it like heaves down on the chain, and Destroyer falls from like, I don't know, 25, 30 feet and lands on his back, and he dies. But like you see him later on, and his one eye is like popping out of his skull, and it's it looks so gross. But I don't know, I liked that whole fight scene with that thing.
I liked when Goat went down and they put him in like that separate medical bay, which, by the way, what's up with space movies and these medical bays? There's always a medical bay. Same thing with Dead Space, and everything goes down in these areas. Like they should all learn. See, we're learning valuable information. So when we go to space, we know what to do,
and what not to do.
But I love that he, like, again, like a zombie, he reanimates because they have him covered on that gurney, like with a black sheet. And he, you know, the classic, like, oh, they're talking in the front, and then you see him sitting up. I always find that effective. It's still like a good horror, you could call it a trope, but I think it works good, especially with him. That what makes that scene a little scarier is that you realize that he's killing himself because he's changing. So even though he's converting or changing, morphing, whatever the word is, he's still aware. Like he's consciously human for a second, thinking, oh my God, I'm changing. Let me end my life. And that's scary. Like with any zombie thing, like who wants to know you're turning into a zombie or a different creature? So I thought that scene was pretty effective. I liked it. The effects were good. And it was like the head banging against the like that tempered glass. It was pretty good. So I really enjoyed that scene a lot.
Yeah, I think it's either Sam or Duke says like, oh, Goat knows that like he still has like memory or like knows what he's doing. So he like kills himself before he like fully turns, which I didn't like totally believe, but
well, it's kind of like the whole Carmack thing, right? Like Carmack he's slowly changing into this thing from whenever we first see him, like once the Marines get there, but he still has memories of what was happening. He just didn't kill himself like Goat did.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice like the cheesy, this is a very 2000s thing I've noticed, because it is like this cheesy action music in like the gunfight scenes. You're just like, is this necessary? Like if you would have used different music or none, we would have been more effective. But why are you adding like this heavy rock music at this very moment, but it's like bad rock music? Like I'm just like, I don't know. They did it a lot and it would last for like 30 seconds and then it would just shut off. I'm like, what was that for?
Like, I mentioned that in my review and I'm going to hold my thoughts on it.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. Agreed.
Okay. I'm just like, maybe it's just me, but
I don't know if they were going for, because like back in like the original game that came out in 93, like there was rock music that was playing during certain scenes. So I don't know, or during maybe certain parts of the game. So if that's what they were going for. And like Brooke, you mentioned with the newer games, obviously they came out way after this movie did, but like, it's just a constant heavy metal track throughout the whole level that you're playing in. So it's like these types of games benefited from having that metal track playing behind it. But in this movie, they did it so ineffectively and stupidly. It was pointless, really.
It was. There was another scene I actually, it wasn't even a scene. It was when they first get there and Pinky, I think, activates some kind of camera on their guns, I believe. And then he has like a whole screen of it. And that's where you kind of get that hint of the first person shooter appearance of the game. And I thought it looked cool. Like, I wish they had kind of done that more a little bit. And I don't know if you're saving this for later, but I do love the scene of the first person of the first person with Reaper. I actually really did like it. It aged okay, and it just really gives you like that video game first person vibe. So I still really enjoyed that scene as well. It kind of gave you a virtual reality feel.
I have to say the same. Like, I totally forgot about this like first person like shot. And I loved it. I thought it looked great. I don't know, it was just weird. Like, it felt like it was in a game, but it also like looked good. I don't know. It was weird. Like, yeah. And like the alien like sees him, runs away, and he's like chasing after it, and like he's like moving and like shooting. Like, also reminded me of like those old like arcade like zombie games. A bit. I really
like
it, actually.
House of the Dead.
Yeah.
Was it House of the Dead? Yeah.
That movie's trash too, by the way.
But I didn't kind of like how they like got to that, because like Reaper kind of like has this like vision and then it like goes into his like head. I don't know, it's very odd of how they got to that, but
yeah, like they didn't need to give us a reason why they turned it into first person view. Like, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like this this was a first person game. This is a game adaptation. Just fucking just do it. We know that they have their cameras on them. Like, who cares why?
And there's gamers going to watch this game. Like, we know. Like, it's okay. But was that scene CGI or was it him? And that's where I think you don't know. It's actually well done, because you can't. It probably is CGI mixed with like real or live action, because it just looked well. But then you're like, is it real? Is it not?
Not sure. Yeah, I have the same feeling, honestly. Like, it looked, I think it looked great. Whether it was CGI or real.
Yeah. Did I was going to ask a question, but then I remembered. I was going to ask, could you guys watch an entire movie with first person view? But then I remembered the movie Hardcore Henry.
No, I couldn't get through. I didn't like Hardcore Henry.
It was hard to watch.
It was like, the trail. So basically, do you know what Hardcore Henry is, Erica?
I've never heard of that.
So basically, like, the start of the movie, this guy gets like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but basically the whole movie is like first person like this, except
the
entire movie. Like, it's him, like, you know those parkour videos of like people, like, well, it's like that, like they have a GoPro on their head, like the whole movie is like that. And like, the trailer looked really good and exciting, but the movie,
but is it a horror movie or
no more
like
action thriller maybe?
Okay.
What's that Jason Statham movie where he has to inject himself with
crank?
Well, you just said Jason Statham. I already like, all right, some kind of action.
Yeah. Exactly.
Poor guy. Him too, typecast, but it's fine. So we've all played first person game, right? Is it that much different from playing that versus watching it? Because funny enough that you do ask, because in the, how long was that scene with Reaper?
Like 3 minutes, maybe.
Right. Yeah. It actually started making me dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, but then when you play, maybe because you're controlling
it. I was just going to say, I think you know what's coming, like, because you're the one controlling it. So you know, okay, I'm going to look this way, I'm going to look that way. Or
right. So maybe that's where the difference is, because I tried Biohazard, Resident Evil Biohazard with VR versus just regular, you know, playing the console. And it got me very dizzy. It's very immersive, don't get me wrong, especially with that game. It was very scary, but it's very tiring to you and your senses. So it's like, I don't know if you could watch a whole movie like that. So
imagine watching a first person movie, like Hardcore Henry, let's just say, with a VR headset.
No. Yeah.
That'd be fucking nuts.
It would be. And a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then no.
It's crazy what VR can do to your senses. Like, not just like with the immersion and stuff like that you mentioned with Resident Evil, but like my buddy, his dad has the Oculus and he brought it to work one day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is, it's just like an app. It's not a game or anything like that. It's just an app. But you go up in this elevator and you're standing on top of a skyscraper.
Mm.
And like, I know that my feet are planted. I know I'm at work. I know what my surroundings are. But then you can walk forward and there's a plank that goes out from the building and you can walk out onto the plank. So like, I'm walking out and I have my arms out, like I'm balancing myself, and like, you feel like you're losing your balance. And then my buddy goes, jump. I'm like, I can't jump. He's like, just jump off the plank or just walk right off it. I'm like, I can't do that. And like, I know that like my feet are planted, I'm not going to fall or anything like that. But like, my body would not physically let me take that next step to jump off of it.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It plays with your head, because with Biohazard, like, what was cool about it, you know, how you can like walk around the house and you can move your character to look around corners. Like, you move your head to physically look around corners. And like, that was really scary, because I'm like, oh my God, it's really me now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to go meet that crazy guy who chases you at the beginning. Like, even though you know it's not real, it's very immersive. I'm surprised, I guess, because it's still expensive, but I'm surprised it hasn't hit it off more, because like, video games at some point have to get to the next level. And I would think that is, but that's not very accessible, because the whole thing is like, it's expensive. And that's the other thing. Like, it's heavy. The whole headgear is very heavy. And like, I'm prone to motion sick, so that kind of adds to it. Like, all right, I can only do this for like 30 minutes and then I'm out.
Yeah.
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 So
anyways, welcome to our TED Talk.
Yeah. Some of the other kills we see Mac just abruptly get his head knocked off. I mean, that was pretty wild.
I mean, come
no
on.
Chance. Like,
yeah.
No
screen time.
That wasn't fair.
I was kind of sad with Duke's death.
Yeah.
He just gets pulled through this grate. Like, Jesus.
I thought that was shitty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was, yeah.
No fight whatsoever. Just.
No.
You're
no.
Dead.
No.
Mm-mm.
Sarge gets the BFG, the big fucking gun. Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah. It really Jesus is. Christ.
And so I, to be honest, I kind of like checked out in this movie a bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a bit bored.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So like, Sarge's like turn, like, did he get bit, or like, what happened with his like character? Because like, all of a sudden he just like turned, like,
yeah,
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Let's see if I have it.
To make you feel better, Brooke, I also checked out and I actually fell asleep. And I woke up.
I almost did
too.
I woke up to the credits just like pumping heavy metal, and I'm like, oh fuck, like this
okay,
is
okay, that
like,
didn't happen to me.
I was like, we're recording this tomorrow, so I rewound it back like 15 minutes to where I fell asleep, and I was like, I need to fucking stay awake and finish this. But he got bit in the neck. He
okay.
One of the tongue things got him.
Okay. I didn't remember either. I was trying to look through my notes too, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, like,
and then
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, I don't know, he just like his character has turned or bully turned into this like egotistical, like asshole, like I'm better than you, like.
Mm-hmm.
All he tells the kid, like, all these people are there, like, go do it. He goes there. There's, like, people, like, oh, we're not infected. And then the kid comes back, and he's, like, Sarge is, like, did you clear the room? And he's, like, no, there's people. You're going to do your fucking job? Bang! Just fucking, like, shoots
kills him. Yeah.
I thought that was awful. That I was going to comment on this same thing. Like, he turned into, like, super... I don't mean to say like military mode, but like on steroids. It's like, dude, yeah. what happened? And when he killed the kid, I thought that was actually really shocking. I didn't think he was going to do that. And I felt so bad because poor kid, it's his rookie mission and he gets fucking shot by his own Sarge for trying to be a decent human being. Probably the only decent one out of that group, to be honest. Yeah. Maybe Duke was too, actually. But like, that was so shitty. And where did this come from? Like, he's like, we're here to do this job and we're getting paid. Like, did you have to add that part? You didn't need to add the we're getting paid for this. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, God. Any good actor would read that script and see that line and be like, okay, I'm going to say my own thing here. Like,
yeah, let me change it. Like,
but you need to remember that. Like, The Rock was just coming out of like wrestling mode. Mm. And back then those scripts were kind of shit too.
I so mean,
he might have read this and been myself, like, this is good.
Even myself, I wouldn't scream on top of my lungs, Semper Fi, motherfucker.
Semper Fi, I know.
Oh, that was great.
Just so bad. His whole ending there was just like, that's where I started putting notes like, what is with this guy and his acting? He's trying so hard. Like, just go take a seat, drink a beer, go relax. I don't know. Like, oh my God.
I just keep picturing that scene. Semper Fi,
I did.
Motherfucker, I know.
To continue our the first person scene, I love whenever he gets the chainsaw and then he kills the Pinky, because in like the new games, like he has a chainsaw where like it's pretty graphic, like fucking kills it. And I love that part as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely check out these games.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah.
They're probably pretty cheap right now, honestly.
Yeah, if not free.
Yeah.
Probably. I would hope so, but...
But what did you guys think of this whole final battle with half-turned zombie Sarge?
just cheesy action that needed to be there, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you already went through an hour and 40 minutes of it. You may as well just kill it off. Like that.
And he somehow he gets like this metal bar and just like twists it around his hand like it's nothing.
Oh yeah.
I know.
Well, he's starting to change. He's the Rock.
And I think at this point, have they went back to Earth?
Yes.
Because Sarge is like starting to get sucked into like the portal to go back to
oh,
to Mars,
that's right.
I think.
I actually
with the bomb.
Yeah, I really liked his death, like the way that Reaper killed him, because he puts him back, or he fucking waits for the arc to like recharge or whatever, and he fucking hits the red button to start it up, and he manages to get Sarge into it, and then grabs a fucking grenade and hucks it into it right before it blows up.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. It was. He deserved that and more, probably. You know what I was disappointed in? For once in a space movie, there was no 5-minute countdown.
That's
There's
true,
always
actually.
A 5-minute countdown to something blowing up or imminent death or something. I'm like, or in any game, actually, like a lot of the endings are, you have 5 minutes until self-destruction of this facility. Mm-hmm. Everybody get out. I'm disappointed that it wasn't in here. I was waiting for it. I'm like, where the fuck is my 5 minutes?
I think it would have been cool nod to have, like, with all the animals at the beginning, like the cat from Alien just like show up and cool. survive or something.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything else that we can talk about with this movie that we didn't bring up?
I wouldn't watch it again. That's number one. But I still had fun with it, even though I was bored a lot of the time, too. And once I start looking at my phone during movies, that's when I'm like, all right, I'm not very engaged. Mm-hmm. But it still had moments that for like, it's just fun to poke at. Like, if you just really want mindless entertainment like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is it. This is one of them. That this and Maneater and Sharkbait, you know, there you go. All along the same lines of mindless.
Yeah, I think it'd be like a fun watch party movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We say that with every bad movie.
I know.
Because it's true. It's so funny to just sit there and if you're like drinking and just eating shit, like, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's more of a comedy than a anything movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, like, The Rock is the most jacked in this movie, and he's not even anything compared to what he is these days.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I noticed that too, and I'm wondering, did he have to get like makeup to cover his tattoos, or did he get them later?
They're way later.
Have any.
Probably way later. Yeah.
When he was a wrestler, the only tattoo he had was a bull on his shoulder. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He was a lot smaller in this. I was actually kind of shocked at one how young he was. I mean, that's a long time ago. Yeah. But at how small, and he was still pretty jacked up, but I'm like, oh dude, wait until the future, you're gonna look so different soon. You know. I did notice that.
That's it then.
Yep.
All right. Well, surprisingly spent, you know, an hour and a half on Doom somehow.
I thought this was gonna be like a half an hour.
All right, well, that's the way the blood splatters.
I love that line.
Thank you. I didn't come up with it, just to let you know.
Did you not?
Really?
Oh, Alan did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
The friend Alan.
Oh, you could have played it off. I would have been like, oh, great.
Mark can just edit that out.
Yeah.
There you go.
See? It was all Brooke. All Brooke's idea.
All Brooke.
All right, Erica, as our guest, you want to review it first, starting with your story?
Yes. Hold on. I printed this out because it's easier than looking on a screen.
Wow. So just formal. Like Josh with all
old school. Yes. Printer. Yes. You know, we got to go old school. So I do both, right? Story and quality.
Yep.
Okay. I gave story 3 out of 10. This is your typical space story. It does not offer anything new or anything that hasn't been done before, but better. It was weird that the creatures were a mix of a zombie and alien, question mark. It made it seem like the writers could not make up their minds on which one to choose from the two. The story kept me entertained enough, but at the same time, I had moments where I was bored or uninterested in finding out what the cause of these creatures are. I almost wish there was no real explanation. I just tried to watch the movie for the action and not the story. For quality, I also gave it a 3 out of 10. I have to comment that the movie aged well in the effects department, considering this movie is from 2005, and watching it on an HD TV where effects can get away with less nowadays, like you can, it's less forgiving. The set design was good, but again, I've seen similar sets on other space movies and video games for that matter that look better. The music was very cheesy early 2000s. It cheapened some of the scenes, whereas if they chose different type of music, it could have changed the ambiance. The acting was the final nail on the coffin for me. I have seen worse, but the overacting and or underacting in this was hard to get through in some scenes. However, the action scenes were fun and done decently.
Nice.
So, there you go.
Very good. What about you, Brooke?
So, for story, I gave a 2 out of 10. just as a video game adaptation, this joins the list of very long movies that don't convert to the big picture very well. This yeah. one, like we mentioned, is hard to kind of do. I did enjoy some of the characters in it. The acting was not the greatest. There was a lot of plot holes, which we talked about. We didn't know exactly if it was zombies, aliens, like what exactly it was. So for story, gave it 2 out of 10. And for quality, gave it 3 out of 10. I thought that the CGI was pretty poor, but the special effects they did was done pretty well. Acting not very good. The score and music not good at all. But I mean, there is some things to enjoy with this movie. So yeah, 2 out of 10 and a 3 out of 10. And quickly, I just saw a IMDb trivia that it took 14 days to shoot the first person.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
Scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. It 3-minute scene took them 14 days.
Yeah.
All right. For me, excuse me, my story, I give it a 3 out of 10. Erica, a lot of the things you hit, or I hit a lot of the points that you kind of did as well. A run-of-the-mill space rescue mission with experimentation gone wrong. These scientists never really learn. But seriously, this movie was straight up doo-doo and it barely had any redeeming qualities for me. I've watched it twice now in my life and even 16-year-old me thought this movie was shit. The script could have been written better by a high school kid, and I'm not fully convinced that it wasn't. the Doom games were never really known for their story, so I guess it's not entirely the movie's fault. But at the same time, they could have done more with this movie than what they did. Quality, I also gave it a 3 out of 10. I said, honestly, this acting was fucking atrocious, and it even had some A-list actors in it. I can't believe The Rock got any jobs after his performance in this movie, let alone getting cast as a lead in Gridiron Gang a year later, which is a fantastic movie, by the way. Carl Urban was okay, but was plagued by the previously mentioned god-awful script. The music breaks felt so out of place and would just come and go. They'd start and end so abruptly that it just seemed like someone picked random times on a timeline and tossed in like a music track, like without even really knowing where in the movie it was going to end up. Shitty CGI was already mentioned, but yeah, that was a miss as well. But I'm going to touch on the points that you guys brought up. Like the practical effects in this movie held up very well. Like whenever Carmack rips his ear off and like all that shit, the creature designs were cool for the most part. But yeah, overall, not a great movie.
Wow. We all pretty much gave it the same thing.
Yeah.
Has this happened before?
Yeah.
With Brooke and I, but I don't think with a third guest. I don't know.
Yes. Record breaking. Oh my God.
All right. You guys know our scores. Let's head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they've scored it. The critics' consensus. The first-person shooter sections are sure to please fans of the video game, but lacking in plot and originality to please other moviegoers. Sorry. So, Erica, do you know the critic score? Did you happen to look at it?
I saw it.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact, but I did see it, so I have a idea.
Brooke, did you see it?
No. I have an idea of what it is as well. I'm going to say like 17%.
You're very close. It was 18%.
18.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That was on 137 reviews and an average score of 4 out of 10. So, Erica, do you want to take a stab at the audience score?
24.
Kind of close. 34.
Okay.
Okay.
On 250,000 ratings and an average score of 2.7 out of 5 or a 5.4 out of 10. So.
Very nice.
Nice. It's pretty decent, you know?
Yeah.
IMDb had it at like a 5.2.
Yeah. It's pretty high. Wow.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Letterboxd has a 2 out of 5. Me and Bark give it the same scores of 1.5.
So I did don't Erica.
think I don't think I saw you put your score on there yet, Erica. But out of
I
five,
did.
What would you? Did you? Oh, I must
yeah,
not saw
one and
it.
a half. It's okay.
Okay. Same as
all,
us.
All three
yep.
of us.
See?
Yeah.
Record.
I don't want to degrade anyone's opinions, but our friend Slash and Captain, aka Kevin from Instagram, gave it a 4 out of 5.
Saw that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And his little review on Letterboxd said this would have thrived in the 80s, which I do kind of agree with, but still does is not that great.
Is that any reason to give it a 4 out of 5?
Probably not.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of ratings for this one on Letterboxd, like for people that we follow.
Yeah, surprisingly.
It's because everybody watched it once and decided to never watch it again.
Probably when it came out and they're like, bye.
Yeah.
Except for us three meatheads who decided to do an episode on it. Yeah. Actually, Brooke and I are the meatheads. We just brought you along for the ride.
This was fun.
You didn't
it's
get a choice.
One. Oh, it's all good. I was ready for this. I put you through Stay Alive.
I would honestly watch Stay Alive over this movie.
Well, I would still watch Stay Alive, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you guys ready for the scare section?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Let's switch it up. Brooke, hit me with your scare rating.
Oh, okay. Scare rating, I'll give a 3 out of 10. Wasn't like jumpy scary, but some of the designs and the kind of kills and stuff that happens like just out of the blue kind of caught me by surprise. So 3 out of 10. Scariest scene, I'll go with when Carmack ripped his ear off. Honestly did not expect that to happen, especially with it being such good practical effects. Got me off guard. And would I survive if I had the BFG? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Even though Sarge misses Grimm with the one shot he had, that
that was another fucking part too that we didn't bring up. Sarge, like, they're facing off and Sarge goes to Reaper. He's like, how much ammo do you got left? And Reaper's like,
oh yeah,
half a clip. What about you? I got one shot. Holy fuck, like, so cheesy.
So
and
bad.
Then yeah, he misses that shot.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
All right, Erica, what about you?
So don't judge me. So I gave the scare rating a 6 out of 10, but this
are you
is
being
why.
Judged.
Cool. Well, the movie is not scary aside from like two little jump scares. The idea of any infection that turns you into a blood hungry creature is a scary concept, especially from another planet, because we really have no clue how to deal with something like that. So I'm more like looking at it that way, because the movie didn't scare me at all. Scariest scene, I chose the one that I mentioned with Goat getting up from like reanimating. As I said, it's just I like that. I still think that's creepy in any horror movie, anything coming back from the dead or a ghost, like those things are always scary. It's classic. And I thought it was well done, practical effects and makeup. And would I survive? Yes, because I would not go into space. So
that's fair.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. So, there you go.
You're not signing up for the Space Marines.
No. Hell no. And with that, with Sarge at the lead, absolutely not.
Yeah.
All right. For my scare rating, I also gave it a 3 out of 10. I said the creature designs were pretty cool and effectively creepy, as were some of the settings in the movie, like the dark labs, the sewers, etc. But overall, the terrible early 2000s CGI really made a lot of it laughable. My scariest scene, I said the scene where they're being stalked in the sewers, like it's very dark, and sewers are just like inherently creepy. You don't really see any of the monsters, but that's what makes it so effective. Like you can hear them kind of moving around behind them and whatnot and like around them, but you can't see where they are or what they are. So I thought it was very effective. Would I survive it? I gave the same answer that Brooke did. I said, if you give me that BFG, there isn't much I'm not surviving.
Yeah, with that thing, absolutely.
Yeah.
As long as you can hit your shots with it.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true.
All right. Well, that wraps up Doom, the masterpiece that it is.
Yep. Check out the next episode when we talk about Dune.
The actual masterpiece.
Yeah. Hear me get really confused.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, our next episode is another Richard Brake movie. Pretty close to a masterpiece, I would say.
Yeah.
I think Erica would agree too.
Yeah.
I think she would too.
Ooh.
But yeah, we're rounding out February with Barbarian.
Oh my God. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a masterpiece. Oh my God. I could talk about that movie for days.
So good.
So yeah, usually we do like the face offs at the end of the month, but they've kind of got turned around and we're like, what are we going to do with our last episode? I was like, let's do a 2022 movie because there were so many good ones. And then we're just like, let's do this. And Mark's just like, let's just do Barbarian. I was like, yeah, that's an easy choice.
Perfect.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good. That's exciting. And like,
I was thinking about it last night because I was like, okay, yeah, our next episode's Barbarian. And I was like, I just watched that like 3 weeks ago. And like, I'm not even mad that I have to watch it again. Like,
I've
been wanting to talk about this movie. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we did a couple 2022 movies last year, but we never did this one. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait.
Without giving away too much of our thoughts before the episode.
I think we all kind of did. It's a good one.
But yeah, but Erica, if you want to plug your podcast one last time before we sign off.
Sure. So again, I'm one half of Horror Cafe Podcast. My co-host is my mom, Jackie. We are a horror movie podcast. We are basically weekly. So follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Horror Cafe Podcast and follow us on YouTube, Horror Cafe Gaming, because I now stream and mm-hmm. I will be streaming soon. So,
yes.
And thank you guys so much for inviting me. I had fun. I had fun with this movie. It sucked, but it was still a great time.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
For sure, put Resident Evil on the docket for one of our podcasts. Who knows when it'll pop up?
Yes. Yes. Invite me for that one.
Yeah.
For sure. So you're doing fam footage February. Do you already know what you're doing for March?
March is, we plan like the whole year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like, my mom's very like, we got to get this done so that if we want to do extra stuff or, you know, just to be on time because of work or whatever the situation is, March is our space month.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Our sci-fi month.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So we have Event Horizon and we're doing all of Cloverfield.
Oh, shit.
That's the first time we actually do a whole franchise.
Even you're putting yourself through Paradox.
We put ourselves through Paradox. I already watched it. I was like, why does this even exist?
Yeah.
Like,
terrible.
Man, I could go on about the marketing for that movie was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they played it right after the Super Bowl, like what, 3 years ago, four years ago?
That, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, really? They hyped it like the Super Bowl played. And then during the Super Bowl, they showed the trailer for this and they're like, mm-hmm. it releases after the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, I don't even remember that.
And then it was what it was.
It sure was.
It was like straight to Netflix or straight to Prime or something, wasn't
it?
Yeah, Netflix, yeah.
Netflix, yeah. But, you know, so it's all right. Whatever. Event Horizon, though, that one.
So good.
That one's so amazing. Like that's one of those really good space movies. And I swear that Dead Space has a lot of influence from that movie.
Definitely.
But I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Well, I just watched it for the first time last year. So don't feel bad.
There you go. Okay.
I think you'll like it.
Now Mark has ideas going through.
I think you'll like it. It's a good time with that
one. Maybe we'll do a space month too.
Oh, come on. First HMC, then Horror Cafe.
No, we already have our March planned out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as for us, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at A Podcast on Elm Street. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch that Erica is actually wearing one of our pieces of merch right now. That's one of our newest designs. Love that that someone bought it. Mm-hmm. There's also links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you again, Erica, for joining us. Not the greatest movie, but was still a fun discussion, as always.
Great time.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, well, talk to you guys next week.
See you later.